Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Ryan Kern with the Washington County Economic Development and Travel Tourism. The Bike Across Kansas participants are staying the night in Washington the night of June 11th, and there's quite a few participating.
At the moment, there are 420 registered. So the total number of participants riding at this point are 377.
Washington became one of the host towns when Bike Across Kansas planned their route.
I think they planned their route, and then they just kind of looked at towns across that when they did that. We were actually contacted back in October and asked if we wanted to do that, and we said yes, we would. However, we were not able to announce the details until January when they announced the route. So it's been a period where we couldn't make any conversation about it, but it's good for the community. In our county.
Ryan is looking for all kinds of volunteers for when the participants come to Washington.
Yes, we will take anybody we can get to help us. We are we have to provide a meal on Wednesday evening and breakfast on Thursday morning, and we're looking for all kinds of help. And if they are very interested in help or donating any items, they can give me a call at the Economic Development Office at 785-325-2116.
He does have one challenge that he has to face when the bikers get to Washington.
One of the biggest challenges is how to provide a meal for 500 plus bikers when it's all said and done.
Bike Across Kansas has a good partnership with local communities and businesses.
Bike Across Kansas selects their route, and then they partner with the communities by utilizing the schools for the bikers to stay at. And then as a town, we try to provide things for them to do. They're asked to bring money to pay for meals and things like that. So it does help the communities that they stay in, because you're getting their dollars from outside of from 32 different states participating in the Bike Across Kansas. So that money is coming into our community and our county, which is helping things.
Ryan hopes there's no weather conditions other than sunshine.
First off, is we hope there is no weather conditions except for just good old sunshine. We do have a backup plan. We would probably move most of all of our meal and activities into the school and use the gymnasium, the second gymnasium, to the best of our ability.
There will be a lot going on the day of when the bikers get to Washington.
I will just tell you that some of the things that we have going on the day is we have like a painted window contest and decorated sidewalk contest done by the Chamber of Commerce. We do have free swimming that day from 1 to 8 at the city pool. And we have tours going on at KSDS, tours at the Kansas Territory Brewing Company. The museums are open. We have the Horse Soldier Monument downtown. And we just want to have all kinds of activities for these people to see and showcase what Washington has.
Ryan thinks that Bike Across Kansas is good for Washington and Washington County as a whole.
I think it's a great opportunity for Washington and Washington County to have these people come in. We want to show these bikers what we have in our community and what our community is made up of. And so it just gets our community in the spotlight with them. And we may attract somebody to come back and visit our community. So we want to welcome them with open arms and show them exactly what we do have in Washington, and that we have a great community and a great people and just a great quality of life. And we'd love to have them again.
I want to thank Ryan Kern for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.